Our Coaches Show is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Service, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, right out the gate, you got one of the best teams in the state in Rossville. Rossville looking every bit of the parts, getting the win 38-0. What were the overall takeaways from that first game?
Yeah, you know, we again, first game for us, first game for them. You know, they've got an outstanding quarterback that, you know, we didn't contain very well. So, you know, as I told the kids yesterday, that was my fault for not getting our guys ready enough. And you know, they've got some speed and they've got some quickness. And you know, I thought at times we did some good things and at times we didn't. So, you know, we're back to work this week.
When you look at the advantages of playing a team of that caliber in week one, despite the loss, you know, at least seeing one of the best in the state right out the gate, you know, at least what are some positives that you kind of roll that into week two and beyond going forward?
Yeah, you know, we see what the caliber that team is, because, you know, we'll face that down in the playoffs, you know, someone like that. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're getting guys in the right spots and using the right techniques, you know, things like that is what we're going to work on. But teams like that definitely expose your weaknesses. A team like Rossville does. So, you know, we've got to keep getting better. And you know, we've got great kids and we got great attitudes, great character, you know. So our kids will fight back and as we go into week two.
When you look at potentially week two, and we'll talk about Troy in just a moment, but what were maybe a couple of positives that you took away from that game? Were there a couple of players that may have stood out to you that might have surprised you a little bit? What were some positives potentially in that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought we rallied to the ball well. You know, we were there. You know, a lot of the times defensively we're there. You know, and you know, Tori Horak is just such an outstanding player that he'll make you miss and cut on a dime. And as far as our kids being in the right spots, they were there. You know, we just got to make plays.
Centralia gets Troy this week on the road, a TVL matchup. We'll talk about the week two matchup coming up next as our coaches' shows continue in a moment. Chats continue. They are brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Service, and Wanklin Oil Company as well. Coach, you get Troy in week two. Of course, a familiar foe inside the TVL. What's the early scouting report on Troy?
You know, they're similar to Rossville as far as sets, and you know they're going to run spread and trips and empty and things like that. So you know defensively we saw that week one. So now that we've had a game under our belt, kids kind of know the speed of a varsity team, and you know so I think that'll help us into week two.
When you look at what Troy was able to do in their 12-10 win over Hiawatha, their defense was swarming. They had four interceptions in the game, three by Bowden Bennett, and then they had Austin Grable catching a couple of touchdowns as well. But a defense nagging four interceptions in a game, I mean, that certainly, I think, says a lot despite who you're playing.
Yeah, they do fly around, you know, as you see on film. We just got to offensively control the football and get back to our run game and, we didn't rush the ball real well week one, and we're going to do a better job week two. So our kids got to be focused and come off the football and like we're used to coming off.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, what are going to be some of those keys to the game to get on track this week and get that first win?
Yeah, like I said, offensively, we just got to, we got to put together long drives. We got to hang on the football, and defensively, we got to contain a couple of receivers that are pretty good, and quarterbacks, scrambles quite a bit. So we just got to contain that quarterback.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it as always. It's Centralia and Troy, week two, a TVL matchup. Should be a lot of fun, but we appreciate it as always, and good luck this week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.